KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly clear skies here this morning and 42 degrees your current temperature. We look for partly cloudy skies here today with northeast wind to 10 miles per hour and a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news here on KJN. News brought to you this morning by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. The Harlan Police Department reports a search warrant executed on Tuesday at 1001 Park Street, Unit Number 2, resulted in a California man being arrested on numerous drug charges. 25-year-old Manolo Iniguez Arachiga of San Francisco, California, faces felony charges that include possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. He was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and prohibited acts. Various amounts of marijuana and drug paraphernalia were recovered at the scene. Arachiga was being held at the Shelby County Jail on the local charges and on outstanding warrants out of California. KJEN News Time, 7:07.
At Stifel, we are committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. We are a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities, from the most conservative to the more aggressive. We strive to give each client careful individual attention. Call me, Jeff Morenz, at 712-243-5500. Stifel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
In other news here this morning, Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports a pickup truck that was stolen from Clarinda last Friday, believed to be stolen by escaped students from the Clarinda Academy, was located on Thursday afternoon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in a residential neighborhood. The truck appeared to be in good condition. The vehicle was towed to a storage facility in Sioux Falls, with arrangements pending for the owner to retrieve it. The three students that left from the Clarinda Academy still remain at large. The students include a 15-year-old Native American male, a 16-year-old Native American male, and a 17-year-old African-American male. The two Native American males were from South Dakota, the African-American male from California. They were all being held at the academy on orders from those two states. The teens were reported missing late Friday night last week on September 23rd. It's believed that the Clarinda Academy juveniles stole that pickup and fled. Police in Council Bluffs report one person was arrested on Thursday following an investigation into a road rage incident that occurred earlier this month. The driver of the suspect vehicle, 25-year-old Derek Edward Rodwell of Council Bluffs, was arrested on several outstanding felony warrants stemming from the September 8th incident on Interstate 29. On September 8th at approximately 9:35 p.m., officers of the Council Bluffs Police Department were dispatched to the 52-mile marker of Interstate 29 in reference to a road rage incident. The victim, 20-year-old Alyssa Huber, and passenger Ethan Hoden, told officers that a silver Dodge Caravan had begun tailgating them as they were entering Interstate 29 from South 24th Street. Huber exited the interstate in an attempt to avoid the driver of the silver Caravan, while Holden called the 911 center. In the 3600 block of Avenue G, Huber stopped and the driver of the silver Caravan rammed her vehicle. The driver of that van, who was Rodwell, rammed the vehicle a second time in the area of 23rd Avenue and South 10th Street. Authorities say, fortunately, there were no injuries resulting from that previous incident. Police in Council Bluffs say two juveniles were arrested following a carjacking incident Wednesday night. Authorities say officers were called to the vicinity of South 30th Street and 3rd Avenue at around 9:35 p.m. following a reported carjacking. The victims, 66-year-old Melva Fiscus and 45-year-old Lori Gustin, both of Council Bluffs, had driven from the area and contacted the 911 center. Fiscus and Gustin told officers that as they approached the intersection driving southbound, three black males were standing in the intersection. Fiscus, who was driving, stopped, believing the subjects were merely pedestrians crossing the street. A fourth black male, who was standing out of sight, approached the car, opening the driver's door, and repeatedly told the occupants to get out. He was armed with what appeared to be a small black handgun. Fiscus managed to get her door closed and fled the area prior to contacting 911. As officers checked the area, they observed two subjects that matched the description of the suspects. The officers attempted to initiate contact, and the two subjects took off running. After a short foot pursuit, they were both apprehended, and an airsoft pistol was located in the area. After being identified, both juveniles were placed at the Juvenile Detention Center, charged with robbery third degree and theft first degree. The Criminal Investigation Division continues to investigate that incident, and anyone with information is asked to contact them or Crime Stoppers. A man who spent most of his adult life in prison says he'll argue that he was acting in self-defense when he stabbed another man to death in Sioux City. Elias Wanity is charged with first-degree murder in the February 17th death of 50-year-old Vernon Mace. Police say the men had been arguing before Mace was stabbed six times. The Sioux City Journal reports that Wanity's public defender will argue self-defense at Wanity's trial set to begin October 25th. Wanity had been out of prison for just more than a year when he was charged. The 47-year-old was convicted of first-degree murder in 1991 for the death of Kelton Decora outside a Sioux City bar, but released from prison in January 2015 after successfully appealing his conviction. A 31-year-old Waterloo woman has been charged in connection with the death of her 4-year-old daughter last year. Authorities say Christy Buss was arrested Thursday on a warrant charging child endangerment resulting in death. She remained in custody Friday pending $75,000 bail. Online court records don't list the name of an attorney who could comment on her behalf. Paramedics found Gracie Buss unresponsive at her home May 30, 2015. She was taken off life support and died 4 days later. Her death certificate says the girl died of blunt force injuries to her head. The Cass County Memorial Hospital's Board of Trustees will meet this afternoon to act on approving an offer of employment to the board's selection for chief executive officer. The meeting begins at 2 p.m. 30 people applied for the position left vacant by the termination on June 7th of Todd Hudspeth. Former CEO Pat Markham, who Hudspeth had succeeded following her retirement, is serving as the interim top officer for the Cass County Health System until the new CEO is in place. The field of 30 applicants was narrowed down to 6 finalists who went through 4 sets of interviews with 25 people in 4 individual groups representing board members, the administrative team, medical providers, and health department directors. That's a look at some of the latest in news. Funeral announcements are next. KJN News Time 713.
At Stifel, we are committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. We are a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities, from the most conservative to the more aggressive. We strive to give each client careful individual attention. Call me, Jeff Moranz, at 712-243-5500. Stifel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
In your funeral announcements, Ralph Mitchell, age 83, of Greenfield, died Saturday at Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Celebration of Life services for Ralph Mitchell will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Robert John Abild, age 86, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home in Atlantic. Memorial services for Robert John Abild will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. in the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Gerald L. Jerry Nairn, age 70, of Harlan, died Monday in Harlan. Celebration of Life services for Gerald L. Jerry Nairn will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Rhody Funeral Home in Kingsley. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting with arrangements. Ray D. Dreyer, age 75, of Hamlin, died Thursday at the St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll. Services for Ray D. Dreyer are currently pending with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Audubon. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJN, brought to you here this morning by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call, 712-243-5500. I'm Chris Parks, KJN News.